get educated. But I haven't got time, Susan wailed.
Ah, oh, time, said the raven. Time's mainly habit. Time is not a particular feature of things for you.
How do you...
You'll have to find out, won't you?
Squeak!
The raven jumped up and down excitedly.
Can I tell her? Can I tell her?
It squawked. It swivelled its eyes towards Susan.
Your grandfather, it said, is... da-da-da-da... death!
Squeak!
She's got to know it sometime, said the raven.
Deaf? My grandfather is deaf, said Susan. You've got me out here in the middle of the night to talk about hearing difficulties.
I didn't say deaf. I said your grandfather is... da-da-da-da... deaf!
Squeak!
All right. Have it your own way.
Susan backed away while the two of them argued. Then she grasped the skirts of her nightdress and ran out of the yard and across the damp lawns. The window was still open. She managed, by standing on the sill of the one below, to grab the ledge and heave herself up and into the dormitory. She got into bed and pulled the blankets over her head. After a while, she realized that this was an unintelligent reaction, but she left them where they were anyway. She dreamed of horses and coaches and a clock without hands.
Do you think we could have handled that better?
Squeak! Da-da-da-da-da! Squeak!
How do you expect me to put it? Your grandfather is death, just like that. Where's the sense of occasion? Humans like drama.
Squeak!
The death of rats pointed out.
Rats is different.
Squeak!
I reckon I ought to call it a night, said the raven. Ravens are not generally nocturnal, you know.
It scratched at its bill with a foot.
Do you just do rats, or mice and hamsters and weasels and stuff like that as well?
Squeak.
Gerbils? How about gerbils?
Squeak.
Fancy that? I never knew that. Death of gerbils too. Amazing how you can catch up with them on those treadmills.
Squeak.
Please yourself.
There are the people of the day and the creatures of the night. And it's important to remember that the creatures of the night aren't simply the people of the day staying up late because they think that makes them cool and interesting. It takes a lot more than heavy mascara and a pale complexion to cross the divide. Heredity can help, of course. The raven had grown up in the forever crumbling, ivy-clad Tower of Art, overlooking Unseen University in far Ankh-Morpork. Ravens are naturally intelligent birds, and magical leakage, which has a tendency to exaggerate things, had done the rest. It didn't have a name. Animals don't normally bother with them. The wizard, who thought he owned him, called him Quoth. But that was only because he didn't have a sense of humour, and like most people without a sense of humour, prided himself on the sense of humour he hadn't in fact got. The raven flew back to the wizard's house, skimmed in through the open window, and took up his roost on the skull.
Poor kid, he said.
That's destiny for you, said the skull.
I don't blame her for trying to be normal, considering.
Yes, said the skull. Quit while you're ahead. That's what I say.
The owner of a grain silo in Ankh-Morpork was having a bit of a crackdown. The death of rats could hear the distant yapping of the terriers. It was going to be a busy night. It would be too hard to describe the death of rats' thought processes, or even be certain that he had any. He had a feeling that he shouldn't have involved the raven, but humans set a great store by words. Rats don't think very far ahead, except in general terms. In general terms, he was very, very worried. He hadn't expected education.
Susan got through the next morning without having to go non-existent. Geography consisted of the flora of the Stow Plains, cabbages, chief exports of the Stow Plains, cabbages, and the fauna of the Stow Plains, anything that ate cabbages and didn't mind not having any friends. Once you mastered the common denominator, it was straightforward. The gills had to colour in a map. This involved a lot of green. Lunch was dead man's fingers and eyeball pudding, a healthy ballast for the afternoon's occupation, which was sport. This was the province of Iron Lily, who was rumoured to shave and lift weights with her teeth, and whose shouts of